Amazon unveiled its new virtual care platform, Amazon Clinic, which will treat non-urgent consumer health needs. Two large regional health systems in the upper Midwest announced they plan to merge in a $14 billion deal. And 21,000 nurses will strike at 21 Kaiser Permanente facilities in California next week. It's Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
E-commerce giant Amazon announced its latest healthcare offering this week. Amazon Clinic will provide direct-to-consumer virtual care for about 20 common non-urgent lifestyle conditions, including seasonal allergies, skin conditions like dandruff and acne, and birth control. It will also provide refills for certain existing prescriptions, including medications for asthma, high cholesterol, and migraines. According to Amazon, the virtual clinic will operate in 32 states and connect consumers to third-party licensed clinicians, including ones from SteadyMD and HealthTap. In order to receive care, consumers will need to answer an intake questionnaire. They will not need to video or live chat with a clinician, but may need to take pictures of affected areas. Amazon says it will not accept insurance, but that the cost of a consultation is known before an appointment is set up. It also says consumers who get prescriptions through Amazon Clinic will be able to choose any preferred pharmacy, including Amazon's own online pharmacy. Amazon recommends that consumers contact their insurers to see what medications may be covered if they have insurance. The Amazon Clinic model mirrors other direct-to-consumer telehealth companies like Roe and Hims. Healthcare watchers anticipated that Amazon would make this announcement about Amazon Clinic following the appearance of a leaked video on the company's YouTube channel last week that was quickly removed. It's the latest move from Amazon to expand its healthcare footprint, especially as it plans to shutter its Amazon Care program by the end of the year. Amazon has also moved to establish an in-person healthcare presence through its acquisition of primary care startup One Medical this July in a nearly $4 billion deal. It also purchased prescription delivery company PillPack in 2018. Two large nonprofit systems in the upper Midwest have agreed to merge in a $14 billion deal. Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based Sanford Health and Minneapolis, Minnesota-based Fairview Health Services said they've signed a non-binding letter of intent to combine. Sanford is one of the largest rural health systems in the United States, operating 47 hospitals and medical centers primarily in the Dakotas and Minnesota, and serves more than 1 million patients and 220,000 health plan members. Fairview operates 11 hospitals in Minnesota, including the University of Minnesota Teaching Hospital, and treats more than 2 million patients every year. In a video released by the two systems, Fairview Health CEO James Hereford said in a conversation with Sanford CEO Bill Gasson, the combination of systems would better serve the region.
The diversity of rural and urban, and one of the complementary strengths I think we have is just that. You serve metro communities, but largely you have a significant presence in rural communities. We're almost the inverse of that. We have a presence in rural communities, but largely we serve urban metropolitan communities. Yeah. But the opportunity to think about what are, I think, more commonalities in those two environments and complementarities, right? The ability to leverage what happens in one for the betterment of the other and vice versa.
As part of the deal, the systems will maintain their own regional presence, leadership, and regional boards in their respective markets. Once the deal is finalized, both systems will operate under the Sanford Health name. Sanford Health CEO Bill Gasson will serve as president and CEO of the combined system, and Fairview Health Services CEO James Hereford will serve as co-CEO for a period of 1 year after closing. It remains to be seen if Sanford and Fairview will face similar challenges to those they faced when they pursued a merger almost a decade ago. The two organizations had planned to merge but then called off negotiations in 2013. Sanford has also pursued other mergers in recent years, including one with Salt Lake City, Utah-based Intermountain Health, which ended following controversial COVID-19 statements from then-CEO Kelby Krabenhoft. Sanford and Fairview said that they hope the deal will be finalized in 2023, pending antitrust and other necessary reviews. Elsewhere on the merger front, the Advocate Aurora Atrium deal moves forward another step after receiving sign-off from the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board. The board had initially declined to approve the merger in September. That merger now awaits the outcomes of other regulatory reviews, including from the state of North Carolina and the Federal Trade Commission. More than 21,000 registered nurses and nurse practitioners at 21 Kaiser Permanente facilities in Northern California are planning to strike early next week. According to a release from the California Nurses Association, a branch of National Nurses United, the strike is to protest what the union says is Kaiser's refusal to address ongoing concerns about workplace health and safety, as well as a chronic workforce shortage. The union has been in negotiations with Kaiser since June and has asked for minimum staffing guidelines that ensure safe patient care, increased hiring and training to end chronic short staffing, and job protections against Kaiser's subcontracting and outsourcing plans. However, the union says that there has been little to no movement on those key issues as part of new contract negotiations, and as such gave the customary 10-day strike notice to allow Kaiser to make alternative plans for patient care. The CNA says that nurses at the Kaiser Permanente Los Angeles Medical Center will also hold a 2-day strike on November 21st and 22nd. According to Becker's, Kaiser said it put forth an offer of a 21% wage increase over the 4 years of the proposed contract. Kaiser also took issue with the union's assertion that it wasn't attempting to address the workforce shortage, saying it meets or exceeds California's state-mandated staffing ratios and has engaged in aggressive recruitment and hiring practices. Kaiser Permanente is one of the nation's largest not-for-profit medical systems with more than 8.5 million members in 9 states and the District of Columbia. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare Daily podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.